Well, that was quite a football game. Really give all the credit to our players. Those guys just battled for 60 minutes. It was a back-and-forth game. Steelers made a lot of plays. You know, we made some plays. Luckily, we made one more than they did. But it was a very competitive game, and our guys just kept battling, and in the end, we're able to make enough plays to win. So a lot of credit goes to the, you know, to our players, our team, for just the way they competed tonight against a very good Pittsburgh team. These guys are well coached. They have a lot of great players. They're very talented, and they play hard. And they're tough. So good to come in here and win, but it was a hard-fought game, and they're a good football team.
How often do you guys practice the fake spike play at the end
of it? It comes up in our two-minute preparation.
Is that one of those plays that you touch on once or twice, or do you refresh it a lot throughout the season?
Well, our offense does it sometimes, so it comes up there, I don't know, four or five, six times maybe.
Proud of the way that the defenders were prepared for that play?
Proud of the way the team played and competed all day. Yep, everything. From the opening kickoff to the final gun.
At what point did you know that they were reviewing the Jesse James catch to see whether it was completed?
When they came over and told us. They were lined up for the extra point, and I said they were going to take a look at it.
Were you surprised they overturned it?
It looked like the ball moved. I don't know. That's, you know, should talk to the crew about that.
Phil, even without Peyton and Ryan Shazier, where were they a challenge to you on their defensive side of the ball for the first half, early in the third quarter?
Yeah, they're a very good defensive team. They've got good players all the way across the board. D-line, linebackers, DBs, they have a good scheme, play hard, they're tough. So, you know, again, we just got battled them, and they made some plays, and we made some plays.
You know, you went for it on fourth down earlier in the second half. It ended up working. What was the thinking at that point of the game in that situation?
It was fourth and one. I thought we'd get a yard.
Well, you've seen a lot from Brady and Gronk together over the years. How good was that final drive, their connection?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of guys played well. You know, Tom played well, Rob played well, but we got a lot of great play from really everybody on the team. You just go right down the line. Every play was a big play. The kickoff after we scored was a big play. If that had been a touchback, the ball had been, I don't know, maybe we'd have scored on that pass. It would have been maybe on the 1 yard line. So every play is a big play. But Rob and Tom made a lot of them, and obviously they're very good players. We got a lot of plays from everybody.
Bill, on all the game preparation, strategy, time management, do you ever just feel lucky?
Just keep competing. Just compete for 60 minutes. That's what you do. Just keep competing.
Duron seems to come up with a lot of those key fourth quarter interceptions. Why do you think he didn't make some of the key plays like that?
I don't know. I'll probably go back and look at the play. I mean, it looked like Rowe tipped it, bounced up in the air. I don't know. You know, Duron's around the ball. He reads the quarterback and the ball well. So does Devin. Those guys give us a lot of range and plays back there from their position. So I'm not sure exactly how that unfolded.
One final question.
When Deion scored, you guys were down 24-19. There was a minute left on the snap of the ball. Is there any thought at that point of working clock, or is it not even a thought? Because if you don't score,
what are you talking about?
So when you guys were the touchdown to go ahead,
mm-hmm.
You guys, 1 minute left, and he scores. And
right.
Like, I mean, obviously you want to score, but is there any thought there of trying not to leave them any time coming back?
Well, I mean, you can't be too cute. You got to score. I mean, I don't think you want to kneel on the ball there. So I guess you could, but, you know, you got to score. I mean, then you got to play defense. So. It was a good run by Deion. I'm sure they were trying to keep him out, but he made a good run and got in. And then we just didn't, you know, they got a big play on the under route, broke a couple tackles. So we could have obviously played that better, but I mean, when you're behind, you gotta score to go ahead. Then defense has to play defense.
Brady was talking about how it makes, when he thinks, 50-50 throws to Gronk, to really sort of 95-5 throws because of the size of him and the wingspan and all that. You sort of see some of those plays today the same way. I mean, he looked like he was tightly covered. Yeah, he's catching probably about 75% of those contested balls.
Right. Well, even when Rob's covered, he's open because he's so long and he has such great range and reach, so. If you can put the ball away from the player who's covering him, even though he's close, and Rob can get it and the other guy can't. I mean, that happens to us a lot defensively, too, with those type of receivers. You know, even though you're right there, if the quarterback puts the ball where only the receiver can get it and the defender just can't have enough reach to get there, then that's, you know, it's a good throw and a good catch. All right, good. Thank you.